Hello, this is Gin and Coffee. We're still affiliated with Music to My Ears. And I am Gin.
I am Coffee.
Yeah, always. You're never going to be Gin, so stop.
Against my will.
Yeah, it's against your will every single week. Aren't you getting tired of whatevering at this point? Where are my questions?
Against my will. I am not Coffee. This was never agreed on. But anyways,
you'll do this like 10 episodes in.
I will do this every single episode. I will judge you for making
I told you, you can pick Jane. You can passion fruit for like, yeah, I don't.
Passion fruit, my ass. You picked the ultra stimulating one, leaving me to be the. But coffee is stimulating. Okay, I'll take it.
Coffee is very stimulating. And you every single week you're going to say, I'll take it. And then you'll come and complain the next week. So it beats.
It's going to be my thing.
Anyway, so yeah. So you are coffee. So you know. So this particular week we have a set of questions like, is it a test? I don't think it's a test, but it's like, how well do you know me as a friend? You know. So the first question I'm going to ask is, and this is very crazy. If you received a random call from me, what would it be about? What would you first think of if you received a call from me?
I'm not sure you want me to answer that.
I want you to answer that. I don't want you to go into details, but I want you to answer that.
Relationship drama.
Wow.
That's it.
Maybe it's money problems. Why you did?
No. Money problems are texts. Calls are relationship drama. Money problems are texts.
But like, I've only been doing relationship drama with you like for 2 weeks. Is it like 2 weeks? A month? Why are you looking at me like that?
Two years.
It has taken two whole years of your life.
Every time you call, I just know this is relationship drama. Especially relationship drama first.
Yeah.
Then maybe some home drama. But maybe relationship drama.
When I'm home, I don't think I usually have like a much drama when I'm home.
I don't mean like home.
No. I understand, yes. But I'm like, when I'm home, I don't have like mob home drama.
Yeah, when you're at home, you're more relaxed. I think being in school environment.
My parents stress me more when I'm at school.
Of course.
The second question is, Cindy, knowing me the way you know me, Cindy, if you are tasked with giving me a name, what name would you give me? A name. Just think of a name you'd give me.
Wow.
Yes. You thought this was going to be easy. This is not easy.
I don't. Okay. But this one's hard.
If you you see me for the first time and you have to pick a name, what name would you give me?
If you was told to
pick a name for me, yes. Knowing me, like you know me, it's not the first time, yeah. You know me.
Wow.
You want to pass?
Not pass. None of the names coming to my head are nice.
And if you say anything nasty, I'm going to cut you off.
No, it's not nasty.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. They're mainly revolving.
Around? Why are you laughing?
Because I'm trying to find a nice way to say this. They're revolving around you.
My what? My beautiful, extra loud personality. That's a nice way to put it. You know, Mark, you're a decent person of all the friends I've had.
Actually, I was going to say bipolar nature and
God.
And your age. Now I'm trying to merge. I don't know why it came in my head as bipolar millennial, bipolar old guy. I swear that's what was running in my head. So let's just go with that.
People didn't have to know about my age and me being.
So those are the only things that came to mind. So
look, I was born in the late 90s.
Exactly. God.
Late, very late.
Oh my God, you're a dinosaur. I don't even know how to put it.
That was not the question I was about. If you're going to answer, let me go to the next question.
19 is before you.
Shut up. Where would you find me on a Friday night?
Your house? Come on. God. Stop pretending that you have a life.
I have a life. I've been gyrating out here.
I don't care, but you don't have a life.
I have been gyrating.
Stop kidding that you have a life.
I have a life.
Okay, once in a while you go out in clubs. That's okay. But most of the time you're in your house.
God. That is too specific. Mm, I've changed. Like nowadays, the way I party.
Where were you last night? Last night was Friday. Where were you?
Mm-hmm, gyrating in my house.
In your house. Point breaking next.
That feels a bit too conclusive. I won't fight for that. I sometimes gyrate. Sometimes.
But you're still in your house.
God.
So what's the difference?
Jeez, I can't win with that one. The next question is, what is one word that you think I misuse a lot? One word
offended.
I misuse. Offended.
I'm offended. That guy just came to my head and I was like, yo, that's it. Perfect. Offended. You like using the word offended too much. In fact, by then, I'm taking it off your vocabulary. You can't keep using that word. Yeah, I'm offended.
But I'm offended. What do you expect me to say when I'm offended?
It's like you're always offended.
No offense. But it's like, no, I
am not the most.
In fact, I'm offended by this carnival.
Exactly. Proving my point for me. One, I am not the most PC guy or the most sensitive guy. But you're always using the word offended. So
I don't know. It's like, initially when I was knowing you, it was nice to get a reaction out of you. You know, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry I said that. And then I'd be like, psych. You know, I used to love doing that to you. And nowadays, we've progressed to a point where every single time I'm going to say I am offended, I'll just laugh it off. So it's no longer interesting. I need to come up with another word and a more interesting one.
Still take that off your vocabulary.
Okay, fine. You're a stranger. You walk into the room for the first time. What do you notice about me first? Remember, my loudness is not in question. What do you notice about me first? Notice.
Obviously, your height.
Ah.
You're not that tall, but you're tall and a bit, you know, built.
Oh, so you have a crush on me.
Next. AQL.
That is the whole point of having a best friend.
AQL.
I'm sorry, that was inappropriate.
Next.
If they gave you 50,000 shillings to avoid me for a week, would you take it?
Yes.
Wow, you answered that far too fast.
No offense, but like, we don't see each other at Tequila Wiki, so if I'm getting paid to do something I'm already doing.
People, if you want Mark, please, I'll ship him to you. I'll ship him to you, you know? Wow. That has changed how I see you. I never knew you were a harlot. Anyway,
Money, I'll do anything.
Oh, wow, you're very cheap.
You have no idea.
What is a silly thing that I do that you think is a flex?
I can't think of any. Wow. I'm trying. I swear, I'm trying.
And I thought I put that in there to be deep.
My ass. I can't think of any. Because
my laughter. Don't you think my laughter is it? It's deep.
We should call him to a fish for compliments. No, Bali! Like fish. Anyways, I can't pick up any.
Okay, what is a thing that I do that is a flex? Don't you see any redeemable features about me?
I don't know. What flex? Yeah, okay, what would you consider a flex?
No, that, like something you appreciate about me. Here it comes. Here it comes. Anytime now. Any day now. You know your classic definition of a best friend? You will never give someone a comment. At this point, you are a sibling. Just say I'm a decent person. I'm a nice person.
In contention, so I don't know.
You know, you're making me fish for my own compliment.
I know, and that's the fun part. But...
You have to think about it this much.
No, like, not... No, I'm trying... There's so many good things about you.
I told but, you stop there. Stop.
But I'm trying to find one where... See, you have very many good things about you.
And then there's the other...
But your ego is here. Now, if I tell you anything good about you, it will move to above the stratosphere.
Okay, fine.
And I'm doing that.
That is understandable. I cannot fight you on that one. The next question.
You are a good person.
Thank you. The next question is, where do you see me in the next 5 years?
Honestly, successful.
Oh, like, that is nice.
Like, continue. Honestly, the driven part and the interesting part. And I see you successful. You have a way with people, which is you connect with people easily, you talk to people easily. And it's a way that I'm pretty sure I can see you succeed.
But you could have also said the same things like in the previous question.
As I said, I didn't want to inflate your ego.
Right now, you're still anyway, but this one.
These questions are different.
Yeah, this is a different thing. One.
But I know you'll be successful. Like, it's easy. You're driven. You have your own ambitions and your own goals.
I see that about you too. You know, you do farming. A lot of people don't do that. So, anyway, the next.
It's still here. Yeah, come on.
The next and last question.
The losses are making.
If you got into a fight, who is jumping in first?
Between me and
me and you, yes.
Oh, I'm fighting first.
I thought that would be me. No, I'm the mouth
you,
one.
You are the verbose one.
Yes, I'm the verbal one.
You're the verbose one. And, like, one of the things you were so lucky on, like, you know, you are a very verbose person, but you are also a very big person.
Like, yeah, so it's like, so you're very big. Intimidating.
So at ukiongea matope inakaaje?
Someone is not going to do anything.
No one's gonna do shit because at least people can look at you and be like, this guy can beat the fuck out of me. But then there's me. I'm slim. So most people underestimate that I can fight.
When they get to know you, they're like, oh, made a mistake.
Then
made a mistake.
So, and also like, I'm not.
But Mark is a better fighter.
I'm not very verbose. So at you least as a okay, but I know shida nini na ka vitu ndani na pile up. So I'm pretty sure I'll be the one to be in the fight first.
I realized like the whole thing of being verbally intimidating. Juzi, like when I went to Eldred at that time. So nikaenda kupanda matatu, si ndio? And then this makanga guys wakaanza kufanya ile ujinga ya wamekupatia ticket and then they're not telling you what time you're leaving, si ndio? So I start like using that. The thing of, yo, tunatoka hapa saa ngapi? And then with the time, everyone starts running behind me in the vehicle. So this other guy leaves, sindio. Turns out this guy was in the army, sindio. So uyu conductor amekuja, tumeletelisha juu, you know. I will never get into anything physical with someone. But this guy is holding me back like I'm about to fight. He's like, wait, shuka, you know, you don't have to like, you know, do all this, sindio. And then I'm like, I'm laughing in my head because I'm like, this guy is doing the most. I would never get into a physical altercation with someone. But verbal one, oh, I'll give it to you. And then later I thought, I was like, you know, you can also solve things without like doing the most. But I'm also like, but you people try me. So anyway.
You're gifted. Like, and as I said, when you never ramp in Kubu, like you have a big, you're muscular. Yeah. So.
Fights are another thing. Yeah. Fights are.
So oof. You can get away with a lot. So I'm Tuka Mimi. Mimi, I'm slim. See that? I'm not slim, but I'm slim. Okay, I'm slim. So I have that. I don't have the mass I build. But I'm getting there. I'll be there soon.
If you keep trusting the Kenyan government, you'll have to get up soon.
Yeah, I'll have that ultra Maasai build. I won't have to keep telling people that, yeah, mini half caste.
Mini half caste.
What would assume to me? So, I'm heading there. See, nakuanga like an issue, like mtu anakuwa, like, it's an issue, like, nile, mtu anakubaba ujinga. But also, I don't look too defenseless. It's the beauty, at least. I don't look defenseless.
Oh, yeah. But you don't look defenseless. I think there's also another thing of people who are quiet, you don't know what they think about. Like with me and going and not yapping, but me standing up for myself, someone else is going to be like, you know. But with you, people are going to be like, with you, I'm going to be quiet. And as I'm going to be knockout, moja safi.
But anyway.
Yeah, let's jump into your questions.
Okay,
this is getting weird.
So now I'm asking questions. And unlike him, I'm getting them out of my head.
These
are not tasty.
Mine also got them off my head. Yeah. They were just written, but they were off my head.
But these ones are testing. I'll start him off easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'll start him off with very easy questions that are probably lighthearted. What's my favorite film of all time?
That is a very tough question. But the Batman. Batman, Dark Knight Rises. Is it the Dark Knight?
Took you longer than I thought it would.
Yes, the Dark Knight. I knew it. Say, Liva, continue.
Yeah, but it took. The Dark Knight Rises is another film.
Oh, yes, I know. I've realized later. It's the Dark Knight. Uh-huh.
Okay, then fine. You're given about 20,000.
So yeah. No? I'm taking the money. I'm not taking him. I'm not choosing him. Continue.
I wasn't asking that.
Okay.
Well, let's not even go that far. You're given 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
What gift do you think I would appreciate the most?
I'm given 20,000.
Kenya shillings, $0.
I don't know why I'm thinking I will just book out the cinema for you for the next like 20 years. Like every single time a Marvel movie comes, I'm just like, you can go whenever you want and watch.
That's the best answer I think I can get.
Yes, then.
That's the best answer I think I can get.
Whatever new Marvel movie or a new, which other director do you love? James Cameron movie comes out, just go and watch. You don't have to pay for it, huh?
Damn, I thought that one would be harder.
That is not hard. Jeez, I know you. I know you.
What's my greatest pet peeve?
Your greatest pet peeve. That is a hard one. Jeez. And it's something I don't do because I know you a lot. Let me see. People who don't... People don't have some stimulating conversations. Like, is that it? Really? Is that a pet peeve? But I know you do not like people who not think deeply, but people just speak for the sake of speaking. So I don't know if that is the biggest one, but hey.
I'll give you that.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Your questions are hard. I give you easy things.
Easy things, my ass. You are giving me hypotheticals.
Okay, fine.
Those are hypotheticals you are giving me. Okay. I'm giving you straight up questions. And if I knew, like, the angle you took was more of hypotheticals, no?
Yes.
And now, the only hypothetical situation I have is mainly that if you had 20,000 shillings, what would you get?
I would buy something for myself, because if I'm happy, you're happy. You know, I should have said that, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, why? Why do I put myself through this? Why in God's name do I put myself through all this?
Isn't that the whole essence of friendship? If I'm happy, you're happy.
Jeez. No, this is money. Now, in all these 5 years you've known me, when can you say that I've been at my happiest?
Let me see. I think at the moment, like before, yes, you, when I first met you, you seemed happy, right? Mm-hmm. But there was an aloofness to it. Like, it was the happiness that you're not aware of it. Like right now, you're in a space where you are aware that you're happy. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to work, but nowadays you appreciate your happiness more. Do you understand? Before it was just like, nah, we're doing things. I think right now, yeah, in the space you are in right now.
Mm-hmm. If the both of us, okay, between the both of us, who would you say is more
adventurous? Me. Of course, me. Wiz, before you even
finish. Adventurous.
I would say me. Yes, I would say me. I mean, but I also think that is a very, that is
like,
not right.
Not by broad. I'm not saying like adventurous in broad life. But I mean like physically adventurous. Like you would go out and do things.
Ah. We are both adventurous in different ways. Like, you're the type that will do things that will not tell me. And I love to pry them out of you. You know, your adventure is that kind, Cindy. Yeah. And then I'm the type who will do things and then I'll be calling you the minute I've confirmed them. I'm like, yo, this has just happened. This, I have this planned, you know. So, yeah, that is...
What's... Now, I'll ask you this because you asked me this.
Yeah.
What silly thing do I do that you lose a flex because I didn't have any?
Now let me ask
you. Because I think you had a vision when you asked me that question.
I don't think I had a vision. I just wanted to see where that brings up. What is the... I think overthinking.
That's not a flex.
That is exactly... What is a petty thing you do? We said a petty thing that I think is a... For me, it is... Okay, I don't have overthinking. You understand? So sometimes I see like there's a good side to overthinking.
What good side is that?
In the sense of you...
I was losing my hair. How is that a good thing? I was losing my hair.
We don't have to know you're going bald. But
my head is full.
The nigga has half hair. Nyole nanzia katikati. But
you know how jealous this guy is of my hair.
People, Mark doesn't have quality hair, it's just dark. But I'm saying
this guy is jealous of my hair.
He has nice sidebands, though. I've always wanted sidebands. Mine never connect, you know, in that sense. Anyway, so as we were saying, I think in the sense of you get to sit in things. Do you understand? I feel like people like who are constantly on the go, and sometimes I am that person, you don't get to sit in certain things. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but we say like what is a petty thing or a thing that is disadvantageous but has good sides. Cindy. So sometimes you get to sit in things, maybe too long for you, that is. But sometimes it's a good thing because you get to see the sides of, you know, you're like, oh, you see a situation from one side.
You see, I don't take it away, like overthinking about.
But I'm not saying it's like you said, like, what is you want me to tell you how you waste money is a redeeming factor?
Yo, I don't waste money. That is out of pocket. What? Even don't
that is not a redeeming factor. Even the government has something in common.
The fuck?
How you people burn through money.
What?
You would fit right in with this current government.
Oh my God. Jeez. I'm not a spendthrift guy. If you listen to this, I'm not a spendthrift.
Hey, as if you want to, you know, to feel happy, just stay at Mark. Please. He will not spend that money on me, but he will spend it on you, though. Anyway, yes. Another question
God, I'm not a spendthrift. What?
We're not going to spend the whole podcast debunking truths that I know. You want a German, you want a corner? Right now, you're sitting in a robe. How much do your robe cost?
See, ni mtumba. No,
the people did not have to know that. We are classy people. We are
classy people. Man, yo, save money where you can. Anyway. Economy. Kwanza root. Anyways.
We don't want to be stressed.
No name calling here. Oh, yeah. Okay, let me ask the other question. I had one more question. This was supposed to be a banger.
Yes.
A banger of a question. If there was one thing you've known me all this time, and all this time, if there was one thing from your angle that you say that I can improve about myself, what would it be?
Everything. Like everything. But I'm just... There's nothing we do about you. Everything. I'm joking. I feel there's one thing that we, I would want you to change. I think I'll go back to the overthinking we've said, so that is there already. Not overthinking, something else. Let me see, one thing that you change. Yes, I think I would love for you to, if I said love yourself more, it would come out wrongly. But I would love for you to invest more in yourself. You give us a lot as human beings, you know? I know I was shading you for not spending your money on me. But like you give people a lot, you're that nice type. I would love that energy going inwards. Since you've asked me that question, I want to ask the same question. What is one thing that you think I would benefit from changing?
Wow.
You thought you were being smart.
Nah, I was in the, I don't know. There's something I do think you would benefit from changing.
Mm-hmm.
You may not like it so much.
We were here. I've been here throwing blows, so.
Okay.
Say it. Why you?
I'm looking for. Remember, I'm trying to be
nice,
meticulous with my words.
Okay, fine. Jeez. Now I'm being anxious. Do you remember this is running?
I know. Relax. Sorry. I'm thinking. I wish we actually people could see how much I'm trying to articulate the words best. The one thing I think you would benefit from most of the time.
I'm going to hit this one.
But especially this one goes back to your
relationship issues.
It's both that.
And my earth.
It's both that, but also in some other ways. And I think I've told you this before. Actually. Try not to jump into the worst at all times. Because
what do you mean by that? Before I attack you.
For two reasons. One, we kill a time when anything happens. Especially, like, you're one of those people who, when good things happen, you're genuinely shaken. Like, how many that a good thing can happen.
Oh, God, that is so
But when the worst thing happens, it's like you're expecting only the worst.
I make peace especially from people.
And when something good happens, you're genuinely taken aback. It's like sometimes you see it like you don't deserve it, and yet nakuangalianga and I'm like, aki wewe nitakuonga. Take, I want you to like, I don't know how to put it best, but the one thing you can benefit from is that expect the worst. Don't always expect the worst. It's trauma response. Whatever the fuck.
I was about to just say that.
Whatever the fuck you wanna call it. But expect the best.
Oh God.
And the best will come. I realized, Pia, I think one of the few things I've learned this year is what you manifest is what you get. You want this? Fine, it'll come. What you manifest is what you get. So manifest only the best.
Okay, you're teaching about manifestation. I'm going to put you on
into manifestation, but I've come to see this year. Like, the one thing I think I can take away from all of this is that, honestly, there's a lot of power when you expect good things.
Your shady ass speech. That did not need to be said on this podcast. Everyone is just going to know here I have issues with thinking positively.
Yes, you do.
But it's like, I also
especially,
have...
Especially, this is, and this is okay, very... Fine. This is very hypocritical. Unaniambia ati mimi invest in myself. You always expect the worst when it comes to you. People, intentions with you.
Oh.
And that's not...
I don't want to cry on this, but... That is very true. I expect the worst from people.
So,
I don't think I expect. It's like, if it happens, I'm like, okay. That was going to happen anyway.
The same request.
Look, I'm trying to look for nice ways to clear up the thing.
you can't clothe it in any nice way. It's not, I get it, it's protective and it is important for you.
It's very important. It's like one of the one is the best thing that I've learned in this life.
But, okay, like, this one's going to be a rather controversial opinion of mine.
Yeah,
I have a lot of those, by the way. Now.
Oh, and last time someone supported you. Wow. Nyokafi, you and Mark should date because you supported him on Beyonce. And
no, Beyonce is overrated.
Where are we going with that?
Beyonce is overrated.
No, we were speaking about something. You were saying about before
I realized
I knocked your teeth out.
I realized this in a way. When you expect the worst from humanity, that's all that will come from it. Like, I'm going to give you an example. Nowadays, we have a lot of anger, especially when it comes to, I think, squeezing the, I think either you to maintain your age or something, but I'm realizing this.
Yeah, I think it's also commodified.
Like, there's like a lot of anger in relationships, especially the outlook of relationships.
I know why you're going with that, but continue.
When they start.
Because I don't have faith in relationship, I continue.
Not even you.
Thank God.
Like, this is a controversial opinion that it's not controversial, but I think it's almost it's
basic.
True. Now, there's a lot of anger and a lot of anger in relationships. Where, as you said, remember what you said, that people don't introspect. People don't, like, especially when relationships happen. Relationships are filled with problems. Everyone in a relationship or anything, when you tell you relationships have problems.
Yeah.
Not even just relationships, even friendships. Yeah. Every single interaction you have as a human being has layers to it. Not all those layers are good. But people squeeze, they have a tendency to have a very short fuse.
Yeah. It's like we only expect good things.
Not only that, like, I'll give you this example. Not even in relationships, even in our interactions.
Even in friendships,
Even in our interactions as a whole. Squeezy, we have this tendency where if anything bad happens, it's expected. We don't hold people accountable and we don't give them time to redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Even with friendships. Oh my God, even look at our own celebrity culture. Something will happen that maybe happened 20 years ago, but we'll hold them accountable like it happened today. Then,
I know you're trying to defend Chris Brown, but we are not defending that man.
No, I'm not defending Chris Brown. He has his own issues. We are not him. I'm actually thinking of so many other people.
Yeah.
Honestly, people who have worked so hard.
Truth.
Like, Siku Hizi, we look for only the worst.
I think I realized that, like, there's this whole Amanda Seals is a Ray interview that I saw, whereby Amanda Seals was saying, like, when they were working on Insecure, like, Issa Rae was not the best person to her. And then in that moment, part of me was like, eesh, does that make Issa Rae a bad person? And then you realize people have personalities and sometimes they do not like certain people. So, you know, so long as Amanda Seals does not say, oh, they treated me badly because of, you know, certain things. And it was just like, oh, she gave me this Bible, she did not like me. I mean, like, people have personalities. So, you know? And I think of late I've been introspecting, like, I'm in that space of, even with, I was talking about Chris Brown because that has been at the top of my head. It is like, there's some things that are unforgivable, whatever I did with Rihanna was, Cindy. But partly it comes down to, was it our business? Like, you know, it's not our business in that sense, Cindy.
The one thing,
then it's like, sometimes it's with giving credit where it's due, sometimes, Cindy. Because I realized sometimes we write off people, like the people I've written off forever. Like, R. Kelly, there's no good books for him. But there are people who make one mistake and then we write them off for.
Like, Squeeze, we have a very short fuse on a lot of interactions. Then this feeds into culture. Like, I noticed this in a way. When you look at guys, what happens? People, especially, I realize this with younger guys, this is a really common thing. Younger and to mid-30s. The older generation doesn't have this. The younger community is like, yo, this is a thing that's affecting us. What happened was, people get angry. You know, when you're in a relationship, your girl does this, the man, your girl does this, especially when it happens to guys, siku hizi, guys pull back, they curse off all women.
You know, and then it becomes a thing of women are like the worst.
Then they go to their corner.
Yeah.
Then when they go to their corner, it begins bad-mouthing women, then they attract other men.
That are in the same space.
And they become a movement. I think they're calling themselves the incel movement, involuntary celibates.
Oh, that is what incel... Ooh.
So incel and involuntary celibate.
I didn't know that. I'm schooling myself on the go.
What happened was, these are a bunch of men who've been hurt by relationships.
Yeah.
And to me, that doesn't work. And this is not just a guy thing, even ladies.
Even ladies,
they are hurt, they go in a relationship, they go to their own corner, then they congregate together and they make a corner.
Yeah.
Like, then they begin bad-mouthing each other. And what happens? They meet each other online, they begin talking trash. Like, it's a thing.
We need to give more chances.
Like, it's a thing where it happens that they're feeding into each other.
Mm.
Because they expect the worst from women, and women expect the worst from men. So what happens? They attract each other. It's a very funny thing. They will always attract each other.
And then they'll always be at loggerheads.
They will always attract each other. They will always be at loggerheads. And I find these people, to be very honest, the man is a controversial thing. I find these people weak. To me, strength comes from one thing. Strength comes from something bad happens. Take time from it, but you dust yourself off and go and keep working and keep doing you. If, for example, I'm not going to lie, for example, if love has failed you, take some time off, go back to yourself, introspect, build yourself better, dust yourself off, do something else. But you don't have to go to the corner of bitterness.
Yeah, because now, of one
these
person.
People went to bitterness. Both these extremes. These are the extremes. Most people are in the moderate.
And then at the end of the day, the one thing I ask is, you people are going to end up with people.
Hey, no.
You understand? Like, with all this bitterness, the one thing, I was talking to a friend that I'm not going to mention who, and then we were speaking, and then we got to a point, I was like, yes, you support this group, Sindio. And yes, they're like, oh, I also have a problem with this group because women do this, Sindio. And I understand this man also from this point. And I'm like, fine. We've also removed tolerance from the whole picture. Do you understand? We've removed, like, tolerance. Sindio, I realized, and this is from, if you're out there, please listen to Africa Brook. The one thing Africa Brook has made, like, very clear is we need to exist more in spaces where we let everyone speak.
True.
Even the most stupid person. Even if you don't agree with whatever they're saying, Sindio, listen to them first. Do you understand?
Squeezy, I think mainly it's because of, okay, one, we become so...
That there are right things to say.
Like, not even that. Like, yeah, there are.
Yes, not as we've made it like that. That the right...
If you don't conform
if you don't conform to this, it's like... And that beats the whole thing. It's like, oh, the right is... The right wing people, the more liberal, like, the left is a bad for this, India. The right is supporting this. And then you realize, aren't you, like, opposite sides of the same kind?
And even this is really annoying, because what happens is... And I realize this, whether through social media or something else.
Yeah.
And I realize this. Every time we... You know how algorithms and things are.
Mm.
For example, on TikTok, you can find something that agrees with you.
Yeah.
Like it. So the algorithm will keep
sending you the same thing.
It creates an echo chamber where only your beliefs are being reaffirmed. And you keep thinking that these are only belief.
Let me tell you, there's a time I used to have that on my TikTok. There's this guy I love his content. He's gay. And usually when a man trashes a woman, he'll take that, stick that and say, oh, but you're also wrong for this. He'll drag that man to filth. There was a time that would go through my Facebook page, I'd be like, I would like, Sindio. But I started drawing because I was just like, I don't like the fact that to answer to the other person's question, we're also insulting them. So it's like, aren't you doing the same?
You get it.
Yes, it's feeding into a circle. Yes, I was like, I noticed. And then I was like, the tone, this person knew. So I was like, if this is something you're trying to change, this other, not even change, Sindio, you're annoyed by this other thing, Sindio. Why does it draw so much passion from you?
And it also leads to a point where in humanity, we're getting to a point where because we've only been accustomed, now our social media feeds and everything is feeding into us. It's getting to a point where we can't handle or process when someone has a different opinion.
Do you understand? You remember what I tell you?
Opinions are varied. Opinions are always varied.
And everyone is going to have an opinion.
Everyone's going to have
an opinion. Whether they say it or not. Don't,
there are some things, obviously, we need to agree. Like, as humanity, these things are wrong.
Yeah, we're going to be like, whoop, pedophilia, these things, please.
But when it comes to matters politics, we should have a broad spectrum.
Abroad, you know.
When it comes to matters music, we should have a broad spectrum of opinions. Like, honestly, for real. Like, I stand you and you keep saying Beyonce is great. And I don't even care.
And you cannot care about, you know.
Exactly.
And I stand you. And you're going to say things about Michael Jackson. I'm like, I've never listened to The Hold the Fool for how many years? That man has been dead for how many years?
And I know from the bottom of my head that Beyonce is trash. But I still give you a chance to speak.
Good killer. If Mark goes missing, just snipes me. But
anyways, but yeah, like even music or every single, we should have an opinion on things.
Yeah.
Even world matters, we should have an opinion without getting to a point where it gets as if we are hating each other because of our own opinions.
You remember how at a time I realized we have a lot of that.
And even it gets to a point, even in our own, like, it's not even just it's a humanity thing in general.
Nice,
but
it small.
It even comes back to
our own friendships,
to our own
homes,
relationships, to our own
homes. Yeah.
You know, I'm saying, like, in today's world, even relationships are becoming contentious because of that.
I remember, like, you're thinking, like, I love how, like, sometimes you get your answers, like, the universe is weird. Sometimes you get your answers at the right time, Sindio. So, there's a particular relative who says the most problematic thing, Sindio. But her and my mom are very good friends, Sindio. In quotes. So sometimes, a while back, my mom went, and then she said something shady that involved me. So my mom called me, and then she's like, oh, this person said this. I did not like how the tone came out. And then I was like, I'm not like that. So my first impulse would have been to cut off this person. And then I sat back down, and then I was like, wait, but this other person has features that are good. Do you understand? I'm not saying I'm going to, like, harm myself by putting myself, like, in their space every single time. Do you understand? But how about I just enjoy their future? Because I don't spend half of my time with them. I call them once in a while, Cindy. But I also move knowing you're the type of person that can say something this shady behind my back. Do you understand? So it's like sometimes human beings are not this cut and dry, this black and white thing, Cindy. There's a lot of gray areas. We cannot treat people like black and white. Do you understand? Like everyone knows what they're doing.
And as much as we would like to have to believe that we are the most tolerant generation,
we are not. That way, we are not going to agree to it.
We are not. Because I love Gen Z. Like, there are things my generation does that I love.
But there's also the thing of that things
I don't like. But in my entire generation, I love how, you know, open chested we are. We talk, we are vibrant, we always talk. Kitu isipokuwa fresh, sisi wakutunyama. So our generation, we will take it. We won't. And I love that. Do things your way, dress how you want, all that.
Yeah.
But there's some things our generation does, and at the end of it, I'm like, there are things we need to look, keep ourselves.
And then this, you know, this feeds into the future. It's exactly. Like the kids are going to bring up, I'm going to be less tolerant.
No, no, what are you saying? Oh my God, these Gen Alpha, whatever they're called. Oh.
Very like, problematic.
I realized.
I don't know how we got here.
I got how old I was when a kid CG alisema nini, and in my head I was like, yo, this kid is disrespectful. Na sasa hizo mimi niko hapo tu like ishikuwa na ile image ya akinimezeka ni mimi ndio
mimi.
Love then I went in a comment and CG tulikuwa tunaongea kazi yangu fulani nikasema mimi mtoto wa madam. Wah, I felt so old.
Mimi, it was in church. I was sitting next to some kids and then they were making noise in there, and then I started doing the thing of ndawa chapa. And then it hit me. I was like, yo, I am that uncle.
Wow.
I am that aunt. I am that aunt. Anyway, so in finishing, Sindio, since this is about us, this is not about the general. Sindio.
Wow,
not really. To my deviate sana, Sindio. In finishing, like, this is also part of us. This, you know, me and Mark have this converse without recording them. So it's, we're just giving you guys a teaser.
Mm.
So in finishing, I know I've been called out for not being optimistic.
No, you ain't.
Yes.
No, you
so
ain't.
That is, I think I'm promising on this pod, does that hold weight? And I'm promising on this podcast and to him, you know, that I am going to try and be more optimistic and try and see things from more of a light of me being deserving. Hey, you know what yours is. What was yours again?
Nah, I'm perfect. I have none.
Hey, do you have anything to say to people? You're promising that?
I don't know. I'm perfect.
That you're going to do a better job at loving yourself.
I'm just fucking with you. Of course, I have a better job at that. But for him, it's really like, I'm not even going to lie. This nigga expects always the worst. Then when good things happen, because
people think I'm
the
nicest person.
Good things happen to him.
A lot of good things.
And
a
he
lot.
Deserves the best to happen to him. He's a genuinely great person. But ushikukana wale watu, they don't know how good they are, but then anashtuka when something good happens. He's one of those people. Unasikia kuwakalisha chini wagonge. Or maybe that's just a me thing. Do I resort to violence too much? Anyways.
Yes, it's selling. He's abusive. People come for me. Help.
But yeah, like, so I'll give him on his toes for that. You, so many good things deserve to happen, you know. We live in a world where
I'm just saying that because you're my friend.
It's bad news and bad news and bad news. Yeah, so take the good things when they come and enjoy them. You don't. You love moving from the good things to complaining about the next worst thing. Please enjoy the good things, Pierre.
Funny,
and I'll try loving myself more.
You'll try. That is
not even a promise. I don't even get how to love myself more. I love
you know, you give us the best, and then you
love myself.
And then you give yourself just this.
I love myself pretty much.
You
I'm a very selfish person.
You're a very selfish person. You're very selfless. And being selfless is not bad. But hey, your levels are alarming.
Anyways.
So yeah, that is like all the time we had for.
That's all the time.
Yeah, we can speak the whole day if we, you know, buy us better equipment. Also in the link, I'm going to put up ways to help. Like, there's the whole flood thing going, so if you're able to pay,
I'm going to
put a link to the Twitter to Madare Foundation something, so that you guys can
please help those people.
Yeah, send money, send whatever you guys can. There's another chick on Twitter, she's called Hanifa. Follow Hanifa. She has a way of sending help to people who are, you know, because as Kenyans, like, we all we have the political class does not give a fuck. So you find a way of helping. If you can help someone else who is next to you, if someone is going through something, be a light, be a nice person.
Yeah, please help these people out. Like, I don't even know what to say. This is tragic.
Very, very tragic.
And it's a tragedy what's happening in our country at the moment. And it's something that, as much as we can keep claiming we never foresaw coming, there's a lot of human error.
Yeah, there's a lot of us in it.
But at the moment,
regardless of what side you voted,
yeah, there's a lot of humanity problems in it. And instead of going for each other's throats, let's come together, help each other out, help those in need. The link at the bottom, please send anything you have.
You have
anything at all.
And if you can help someone, you don't. Yeah. It doesn't have to be like with this flood. If you can talk to a friend who is going through something, if you can help a straight kid, if you
please help
out. If you can be kind. Please, that would be nice. Yeah. Yeah, we've enjoyed this so much.
Thank you.